Good morning, everyone, and welcome to this morning's brief update from March 30th, 2026. My name is David Clark. I'm on the analyst here at Nasdaq Dorsey Wright. Mixed action for Friday's trading that we saw wrap up last week. Commodities in positive territory, crude leading the way to the upside, up over 5% there. Gold up over 2% there as well. U.S. equity indexes in negative territory. Nasdaq composite leading the way to the downside, down over 2%. We saw the S&P equal weight even down 1%, along with others. International equities down just shy of 1%, with EAM being down roughly just 50 basis points there. Chart of crude oil still maintaining that chart, that column of X's. We're even seeing a trade around 100 this morning. Keep an eye on it there, as we did see a return to a buy signal after Thursday's action. As for gold, seeing a reversal back up into X's here, putting in a higher during Friday's trading, putting in a higher bottom here at 43.50. This point, a move above 46.50 would return it to a buy signal on this longer term 50 point per box chart. That default chart's going to transition to a 50 point per box once it gets above 5,000, but drops down to a 20 when it goes below 5,000. This makes it a little more orderly to look at from a long term perspective, being that 50 point per box chart. Moving on to other indices, AGG coming down below 98.50 to test that bullish support line. At this point, a move below 98.25 would violate the trend line, and at this point moving back into a negative trend for the first time since seeing trend put positive back in June of last year. EFA reversing down into O's here, coming down to test support there at 94, putting in a lower top at 97 here. Move below 93 would be a second consecutive buy signal. First time we would see that type of action if we were to see that second sell signal since the latter part of 2024. We saw consecutive sell signals there before a brief return to a buy signal. As for U.S. equity indexes, Dow Jones Industrial Average gave a sixth consecutive sell signal with a double bottom break there at 46 or 45,600, as it fell to its lowest level since September of last year. At this point, moves into that $44,000 range drop us to a level we haven't seen since August of last year. S&P 500 seeing a third consecutive sell signal on its chart with that double bottom break. Once we get that chart to wrap up here and load, there we go. Double bottom break there at 64.50 for that third consecutive sell signal. Did fall below 6,400 here. From here, watching that August pullback level there at 62.50. Prior resistance also worth noting at 6,100 for SPX. As for indicator action, did see the 10-week reverse down, saw a brief reversal back into X's after some positive trading middle of the week. Ultimately, ended up seeing it return to a column of O's here, coming back down to that mid-20 range. Did see the last time that it sort of moved into this washed-out territory below 20 and even down below 10% was in April of last year. As for the WD, another short-term indicator, looking at the average overbought, oversold reading for stock within a particular universe, this being the roughly 1,800 names within the NYSE, did reverse down also, so suggesting that we at least on average saw stocks sort of shift back further into oversold territory, but not quite as oversold as we've seen here recently, but just that slight silver lining for the moment to keep in mind. From here, move below that minus 40% is sort of an extended or oversold, extreme oversold territory when on average when looking at these. Last time we saw that dip again in April of last year. Looking on to individual stock action, Alcoa trading up this morning, as we're seeing quite a few aluminum miners trade up as well, even aluminum a little bit this morning after an Iranian attack over this morning, I believe, ended up ending some aluminum makers. So we've seen prices within aluminum as well as some of those aluminum stocks shoot up. At this point, we're seeing Alcoa trade at 63, so showing the potential of return to a buy signal. It currently takes a move above 66 in order to flip it back into a positive trend. Interestingly enough, worth shouting out here, that it held that support there at 56 very well, even on recent tests. So that could be a very long-term line in the sand, even though in a negative trend right here. But again, move above 66, we would move it back into a positive trend. From there, move above 69, we'll move it to a multi-year high. Nike, the upcoming earnings earnings for this week, sort of wrapping up the earnings cycle, one of the last to do so before we get kickstarted, I believe, next week. And then looking at Nike currently, a 0 for 5, returned to a sell signal earlier this month and shifted back into a negative trend, has violated multiple levels of support, even trading down below where we saw it settle in April of last year. At this point, looking back on the chart there, we're now at levels we haven't seen since 2017 for Nike. A move below that $50 level drops us to a level we haven't seen in over a decade, back in 2015, there in that upper 40 range. So worth keeping an eye on that. If it were to really dip into oversold territory, at this point, a rebound back up to the $55 level would see a reverse back into a column of X's there, but do see sort of that prior low there possibly becoming some level of near-term resistance here in that lower 50. So worth just bearing in mind. But looking at it, still 0 for 5 or 3, the 23rd out of 24 in the matrix. So pretty bleak picture, but see some type of rebound may, as someone still held it, may look to go ahead and the opportunity to exit there. And that'll wrap us up for this morning. We do see other earnings coming from FactSet along with McCormick and ConAgra this week. Just some others worth mentioning. But as always, if you have any questions, feel free to give us a call to 804-320-8511. Hopefully, I hope everyone has a good week.